Welcome back to the AI Chronicles, where we uncover the history, present, and future of artificial intelligence. I am Chukwu Nonso Modi, and today we're stepping into one of the most chilling chapters in AI history, the AI winter. You see, AI did not just rise in a straight line from Turing's ideas to today's ChatGPTs and self-driving cars. No, it had its dark ages. Times when funding dried up, interest faded, and AI research almost came to a standstill. Let's rewind to the 1950s and 60s. The world was fascinated by AI. Scientists built early neural networks, chatbots like Eliza, and systems that could play chess. The hype was huge. Governments and tech investors were throwing money at AI research, convinced that machines would soon rival human intelligence. Then came the crash. By the 1970s, the reality set in. AI wasn't progressing as fast as people expected. Computers were slow. Neural networks weren't powerful enough. Machines could solve basic puzzles, but they weren't thinking like humans. Governments and investors pulled the plug. And just like that, the first AI winter began. For nearly a decade, AI was considered a dead-end field. Scientists who once dreamed of intelligent machines had to shift their focus to more practical areas of computing. AI was seen as a failed promise. But then, the ice started to thaw. By the mid-1980s, new breakthroughs reignited interest. The rise of expert systems, which mimicked human decision-making in medicine and business, brought AI back into the spotlight. Funding returned, research picked up, and yet, by the late 80s, history repeated itself. AI overpromised and underdelivered once again. So we have another AI winter hit in the 90s. It wasn't until the 2000s, when computing power exploded, that AI finally had its true resurrection. Thanks to machine learning, big data, and neural networks, AI started living on its early promises. So what exactly can we learn from this? AI's journey has not been smooth. Every great leap was met with setbacks, doubt, and frustration. But each winter made AI stronger, because from failure came innovation. And now in 2025, AI is everywhere. But there's a big question. Are we heading for another AI winter? I mean, with the rising concerns about ethics, misinformation, and regulation, could we say that AI might hit another roadblock? We'll see about that the next time. Alright, that's all I have for you on AI Chronicles today. I am Chukwu Nonso Modi, and until I meet you again, stay curious.